Blog Talk Radio.
Care to read. You have your Omega 7 in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and definitely your advocate, the one you want. Welcome to the Care to Read room. Thank you for joining us this evening. And for those newcomers, we welcome you. We will ask that you will definitely sign up to be a friend. And for those old friends that we have that have been following us, we'd like to welcome you back once again. And we will have our chat room open later on after the show if you'd like to chat a bit. And I'd like to also say that we are working on a segment of the Neophytes. We're working on our ninth show. And today's show is Neophyte Training Lesson Number 9, Who is the Almighty Olumala? And we will be going into our rituals, as you know. We'll be asking for permission from our elders to speak and doing our daily ritual. I hope that you're doing your daily ritual at home. I hope that you are breaking bread as I teach you how to incorporate a ritual in your home. I hope that you're pouring libations to the east, the west, north, and south, and all four cardinal directions, and that you're remembering to pour water to the ground, because water is sacred. It makes your holy ground, your living area, sacred. And most of all, I want those neophytes to understand, if you are the young ones in your family, you definitely need to gather around, especially for those male child. This is something definitely that you want your male child to learn and pass on down the lineage. Now, as you know, we are ancestral communers in this room, not worshipers, but communers. We commune with our ancestors, meaning that we invite them in and we ask them to help us and assist and aid us. Therefore, it makes our prayer more powerful, and the strength that we gain from standing on our ancestors' back helps us to reach Almighty Ori, because we are praying to our head, which is Ori. Now, I hope that I explained it clear for you, the Trinity Triad, with Almighty Oladulamare, which is the author and finisher of his own faith. One who was not created nor born, neither having a mother or father or relatives. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, the creator of the universe. And we discussed Ilede, who is all energy and all spirit, all power, all power. So we say power to the people. And we also say that with the electrifying energy of Ilede, Ilede has the ability to be ratified, so he is not someone that you can stand directly in front of because of the great power that he possessed. Then there's also Olumala, which I told you, Olurum is the outer court of heaven, who works on the inner court of heaven, and we cover the nature of him also, or her also, being ratified. Now, I won't do a complete review. You can go back and listen to the tapes on demand if you need to. However, we're going to get right into our ritual, but first we're going to go to commercial, and we're going to ask you to lend us your airways, and we won't say we'll give it back to you approximately in 1 hour, because we might go over a bit, because we have lots of stuff to cover this evening, and I'm pretty excited about it. I hope you are, too. Once again, we'd like to say thank you for joining us, and do call in with your questions. We welcome them. It is the power of faith that gives us the ability to stand on our ancestors' shoulders, but I want to say that we are winners. We are winners. Let's take a station identification with We Are Winners.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving on up. I had to get that one in for those youngsters out there. I hope you're moving on up to a higher level, and I hope you're sitting in the room listening to this segment of the show. This is being dedicated to those youngsters out there. Keep on pressing forward, moving on up. Now we'll have a word from our elder. I'm going to ask my elder for permission to speak so we can start the show. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you so much, Elder. Now, will you give us a prayer, Elder, to start us off with this?
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts, thanking you for your mercy and your loving kindness. We ask you for a sense of direction because we are lost without you, Heavenly Father. We ask you to guide us and direct us as we go on through the day and through the night. Father, we thank you for what you've already done. Now we ask you if you will bless us and keep us as we go forward. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so very much. And inshallah, if it be his will, we ask him to give us our destiny today. Help us to understand what our destiny is, our calling, our highest calling. I'm going to ask Baba if he will purify me. Baba, will you please sanctify these grounds? Getting the ground ready by pouring libation to the ground, and will you purify me? As Baba purifies me, we know that water has no enemy. Water knows no enemy, and we're going to pour this libation to the east, west, north, and south. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to invite my drummers to come in so that we do this libation in a manner that it should be done. We know that it is necessary to have drums in everything that the Africans do. The drums do talk, and they send a warning and a message. Without you, we don't have a solution. All things are possible when our OWE is guiding us. I'd like to take this time to call out the names of our heroes and sheroes and then our personal ancestors. And ladies and gentlemen, you should be participating during this segment to call out the names of your loved ones and your heroes and sheroes. And going down the journey of freedom, I'd like to call out the ancestors' name. This is the portion of our show that we call the talking sphere. For anyone that might be ailing, that might have problems in their life, that are seeking a solution, who are lost in their way, the atmosphere is set and the atmosphere is right. This is the time for you to get a prayer through and to get solutions answered in your life. The journey of the freedom will include calling on our heroes and sheroes. I'd like to call on Madam C.J. Walker, W.E.B. Du Bois, Shay, Sojourner Truth, Shay, Nat Turner, Shay, Mohammed. I'd like to call on Elijah Muhammad, Shay, Malcolm X, Shay. I'd like to call on the name of Marian Anderson, Shay, Mary McLeod Bethune, Shay. I call on the name of Louis Armstrong, Shay, Nina Simone, Shay, Harriet Tubman, Shay, Jackie Robinson, Shay, Dr. Martin Luther King, Shay, Coretta Scott King, Shay, and lastly, I call on the name of Vladimir Hurston, Shay. So we ask that the Great One can add a blessing to the naming of the ancestors. And ancestors, you are definitely welcome here. We invite your spirit to help us invoke the spirit to bring about a solution for our problems. This is the time when anyone in the audience that would like a healing, that is seeking a solution, to tap into the vibration. Because in your household, you must learn that your Ile is your home. And this is where you do the best of your praying when you call on your Ori. I say call on your Ori today. If you are to have good success, if you are to prosper, this is the time to tap into the Spirit. The Spirit is here and waiting for you, asking that you will be able to tap into the vibration today. Once again, for those mothers who have children that need a healing, for those parents who are employing their husbands to come in and be a part of, this is the time to have a family moment, a Kodak moment, ladies and gentlemen. I invite you to be a part of this ritual today and calling on your ancestors. I'd like to go ahead and do our family prayer at this moment. The Black Family Pledge, it's not a prayer, I'm sorry, it's a pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors cleared kneeling and perilous undergrowth. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children that we give birth to, they neither understand nor want their children. Because we have forgotten how to love, the adversity is within our gates and hold up the mirror to the world shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate the illiterate, to feed our starving children, to clothe our ragged, to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. We are our brothers and sisters. We are our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. In honor of those who toil and employ the God with the golden tongue and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation, we make this pledge today on this Thursday evening. We pledge to love one another, and we pledge to know ourselves and to love ourselves as we would love our neighbor. And we like to say that in praying a natural prayer for the household, for Christians who pray from their heart, I would like to give a prayer for the families today, because I know if it is fitting. We all are in need of prayer, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. I don't know about you, but we all can tap into the power today. Lord, in our effort to tap into the power, we ask that the vibrations of the miracle Zoe life that is in the atmosphere will allow each and every one of us to benefit from the frequency waves today, that we might be able to change conditions in our lives, that we might be able to go on that job and make a difference, that we might be able to hold on to employment, and that employment and finance comes to us now as we call money to come to us now. Money is only but a frequency. Whenever we need it, Lord, let us be able to call it forth to us. And most of all, let us be able to unite our families. Bring us back into oneness with the Creator. Because we know that marriage is likened to a church. As we bring families that are together today, Lord, help us to understand that when mothers and children are together, it is still a family. Father, help us to understand, even though the man is away from home, it is still a family. And we know that the family is the most spiritual thing to the Most High. Most of all, Father, help us to change conditions in our political system. Help us to be able to speak to the situation that Obama will be the solution for the end times to correct the political problem, but help us to pitch in and know which way to go and what to do to make a difference. Father, we know that one man cannot turn this world around, but we are communal people, and we believe in an effort where we all come together, each linking together to make that strong change. Help us to link up arms together, Father, not just to march all over the city to make changes, but let us lift our voices up so our voices will echo into the vineyard. It will issue out a warning. It will issue out a cry to those brothers who are doing crack cocaine. Let them back up and let them reason with themselves. Come now and let us reason together. And as they reason together, they will see the point in saving their lives for their family, because we are not our own. We do not own these bodies that we house ourselves in. Our souls are the part that goes back to God, but we do not own these bodies, and we are to do no harm to ourselves by inflicting pain. If there is one out there that's slumbering, making a decision whether or not to do drugs today, let them remember that this is the time to get free. It's freedom time now. Tap into the power, brother or sister. You can get free today. You don't have to go on taking drugs. You don't have to go and sell your body. You can live a clean life. You can live an upright life because God has called you to it. And whatever he calls you to, he gives you the equipment to do that which he called you to do. Don't be afraid. You have brothers and sisters that are available that you can tap into. Go into the rooms and talk to about your problem. Tell your Ori about your problem. Ori wants to help you. Speak to yourself. I don't care if somebody thinks you're crazy. Start talking to yourself. Tell yourself what it is you're going to do. Tell yourself you're coming off the drugs and you're going to get straightened up. You're going to straighten up and fly right. And tell yourself you're going to go over to that school and participate with those children and be a part of their life. Now, mothers, I know you have it within you. If you don't, you pray and ask God to take you out of this anesthetism so you can be a rightly guided woman. A mind stayed on Christ is a rightly guided woman, praying without ceasing day and night. It is important that we give a prayer to the family. This prayer is dedicated to the family. This prayer is dedicated to all the families, African American, Jews and Gentiles alike, because we all are suffering. And if one go, then we all go. And I am because we are. And because we are, therefore I am. If I should prosper, I have to help you prosper. If I should advance myself, I must show you how to advance yourself. How am I going to get to heaven without taking my family? How am I going to reside over the atmosphere without allowing my family to be a part? Africans believe that land together. And we will get to the promised land because the promised land is right before us here on earth, ladies and gentlemen. Let us not speak out to the atmosphere as if we've lost our mind. Let us speak into ourselves and tell our very souls what it is we're going to do. Oh, when that great getting up day comes, we will be ready. I know we will be. All we need to do is keep pressing ourselves forward so the Most High can show up in us. If you ever wanted to see Jesus Christ, press him forward in yourself today because he lives in you. He lives in you. Press him forward today. Let the real God show up in you today. You're O-re, and press him forward because ye are God's little children and ye have overcome the world. Now go and overcome the world. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, family. We have to learn to pray for one another. We have to learn to pray for one another. We have to learn rituals, and we have to learn our customs and traditions. There is no two ways about it. We are far behind, light years behind ourselves, and finding out who we are. There is only one question here today. There's only one question. To be or not to be African, that is the question today. I don't want to forget our pledge, our allegiance to our flag. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope sees its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it. Great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destinies depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, oh, flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, nations and maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought in whole of it. Please is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now, thanks to God just for giving it this great flag of mine. May the Most High add a blessing to the pledges and to the prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go right into our segment and our topic for today. Who is Oromola? Now, you don't think that only forgot the elephant that I am, that I gave you some homework for yesterday. I posed several questions yesterday for the Christians to look at. How has Christianity helped the African-American? And what did Christianity give the African-American that he did not already have? If you out there in the audience and would like to answer that question, you're welcome to come in and answer some of the segment questions that we posed yesterday. And while you're getting it together and getting your answers together, I'm going to give you a little time because that's the kind of teacher that I am. I don't want to pop a quiz on you so quickly. So I'm going to go right into pulling out one of our favorite books that I'd like to recommend for you today. And going over to Omi's recommended corner, where my books are, I pulled out a book entitled Kemet, African Centricity and Knowledge. This is by Molefi Keti Asante. Let me say that name again. Molefi Keti Asante, great man in the Kemetic teaching, excellent writer. He has written several books. You definitely want to get your hands on this book. This is going to teach you about the Kemetic lifestyle of the dynasty. This is an autographed book that he gave me. Now, I'm not going to be able to get into a lot of what's in this book because it's basically an overview. The African World Press produced this book, and I'll just give you a little briefing about what's going on inside of this book. this book is about the Kemetic teaching and about the stolen things that were taken from the African. And Shekhtes Diop, he talks a little bit about him and the Egyptian lifestyle and the African language. He speaks a little bit about knowing your African language. And I think that every African here today should learn a bit of their African languages, since there are so many. You also should possibly find out if you can get someone to give you a DNA test to find out which tribe you're connected to. That's an interesting thing that I plan to do, and I don't know about you, just a recommendation. It might not be a bad idea to know which tribe you came from and what language you initially spoke. Now, this book is one you definitely want to get, and please do get this book, and we are going to go into an African prayer and try to remind you that each day I must practice and remember how to speak the language, because I do tend to forget, and it goes away from me on a daily basis. This is just a short prayer, and it's a Shea prayer, the Holy Spiritual Community of the Blessed Oromola. This is dedicated to Oromola, so it would be fitting to do this prayer. The Ashe. Our bridge crosses the waters. Adura, Ate, Ajuba, Fun, Ase. Ashe, 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 O. Ashe, Ashe, O. Ashe, Ajuba, Ashe, Ajuba, Ashe, Ashe, O. Ashe, Ashe, O. Ashe, Ajuba, Ashe, O. Ashe, Ashe, O. Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Baba, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Mojuba, Ye Ye, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Mojuba, Ye Ye, Baba, Mojuba, Ye Ye, Baba, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Iba Ashe, Ashe. That is a prayer dedicated to Oromola, and according to Olatunbi Olofuna, he writes, Oladulamare was a prophet of the Almighty God who sent him to the earth to ratify its affairs on the different occasions when chaos overwhelmed the earth. Now, I told you once before that Oromola was the African-American prophet. And if Jesus Christ was the Hebrews prophet, then the African-American prophet was Oromola. Oromola witnessed to destiny. More effective than medicine, the emesis orbit that averts a day of death, my Lord Almighty to save, mysterious spirit that fought death. To salutations is the first dew in the morning. The one who knows you becomes immortal. The Lord undisposable King. The perfect in the house of wisdom. My Lord infinite in knowledge. For not knowing you in full, we are full. Oh, if we could but know you in full, all would be well with us. You cannot know Oromola in its full totality. You cannot know Oromola in its full totality. You could not know Oromola in its full totality. Oh, but if we could know him. Almighty God, Oromola, Ilede Oladulamare, was sent, the Ile Oromola, to the earth seven times, ladies and gentlemen, to restore it to its intended equilibrium. Oladulamare always sends Oromola to the particular place where there is the greatest need. He is a prophet. He is the Spirit of God made manifested into man. Some people say the word Oromola is derived from Oromola Elede, meaning Ori. Oro, words or spirit, the son of Ile, or God. Or Romola is the Son of God, in liking to Jesus being the Son of God. So this might be a borrowed story. The documentation and statistics are not out yet. According to Mr. A.O. Belay, he writes, Oromola is the messenger of the prophet, raised by Almighty God to restore normality, to return to the earth as shown by the professor. Oromola was indeed the first Messiah on earth, ladies and gentlemen. After the flood destroyed the earth, it was Oromola who was sent to examine its condition. And this was in one of his several visitations to the earth as a barbarian, as a Oromola. This occurred thousands of years before the birth of Christ. Now there you see, there preceded something before Christ. Oromola was preceding the Christ. Oromola was always sent to earth as a guide, a philosopher, and a friend of man and the deity Oromola. Ile de Oromola is the life-giving spiritual son of the West African theological system. Its savior and its root. It is only direct link with the Holy Trinity. Oromola, Ileda, and Oladulamare, Professor E. Solray says, is an almighty archangel beloved of Almighty God. He continued by saying, always there must be initiates, priests of Ifa, for whom to live is to know, to love, to serve, Ile. Oromola is the one sent by Almighty God to help us mend our lives. Ifa will mend our broken hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the way one mends a broken calabash. He protects human beings from everyday danger. He protects us from the evil of the world. We pray to Oromola in this manner. And Ifa and Oromola prays in this manner as well. Ifa rata bomi, Ifa rato bomi, Iba polo do, Ifa shelter me, Ifa shelter me, Ifa shelter me. There are many evil outside. And he goes on saying, Ifa odu se, Ifa odu se, Tani o wa bani, Tani o wa bani, Eyi wa woni, Iwa o pele, Tele so o romala ni wa o bani, Ewa o wono, se Iwa pelo, shelter me. Ipani o wabani, tani wa woni, iwe peli, teli so, who will keep us, who will help us mend our lives? Palm tree grows leaves right from the ground. Oromola will help us mend our lives. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Ifa will help us mend our lives. Palm trees grow leaves right from the ground. Oromola is the one who guides the destiny of human beings and divinity. It was Oromola who was present with the Supreme God in the morning of the world. He witnessed the kings of heaven and the kings of the earth receive their destinies as well as all the divinities. The Blessed Lord Oromola witnessed every soul that is a destiny by the will of God Almighty to come to the world of life. Kneeled in the presence of God and the celestial council and ask for his or her destiny. So we all ask for our destiny, ladies and gentlemen. We kneel down and ask to come here. Oromola is a divine being entrusted with the wisdom of God Almighty. Orumala therefore knows all the mysteries, ladies and gentlemen, of the cosmos. He is the called atmosphere, the small one whose mind is full of wisdom. Orumala, the wisdom divinity, is the deity that brought wisdom and knowledge to us in this world. Such knowledge consists of several branches: science of nature, the physics, animal biology, plants, botany, medical plants, herbalism, oil and incantations, ofo, and all the science associated with healing diseases and medicine. The knowledge of healing thus derived from Ifa is known as complete cure, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Oromala and Ifa have complete cure of all diseases. All diseases. You only need to tap in to find out the solution and formulas for your healing. This is healing time, ladies and gentlemen. Oromala is here. Oromala is the prophet. He has all solutions and knows all cures because he was present there at the right hand of God at your inception when you kneeled to pray to ask for your destiny. Such cures is because Ifa knows the origin of diseases, ladies and gentlemen. And I quote, Ifa knows the origin of all diseases, even AIDS. And the various names by which are called, Ifa is the controller of the language, the culture, the philosophy, and the religion, identified with the knowledge of all things. Ifa is described as an exuberating expository of knowledge. Baba Wa Chief, the Blessed Lord Oromala, Bara is king, priest, world teacher, deity, and divine healer. Odu Ifa Orumala Baba Ashe Orumala Ni Baba Wo Ewokoni Baba Nezidi Ifa Tu Baba Orumala Ni Baba Wo Ifa Tu Baba O Orumala Our Father. We have no other king. Ifa is sufficient to be king. Orumala is our father. Ifa is our sufficiency to be king. Odu Ifa Oture Kase Odu Fo Orumala Ni Ashura Ashura Moni Ashura Ashura Oni Teni Nebi Leni Eni Se Wo Orumala Ni O Womikun Sekun Ebi Omu Onu Oshun Yeyi Eshun Oshun Yeyi Oni Owa Wi Ewe Gobo Nini Owiwe Wi Mani Owiwe Wi Awo Mezi Orumala said, Osun Orum Osun Orum. I responded, Osu Orum Osu Orum. He asked, who is there behind washing heads? We replied, but it is you, Orumala. He made his lamentation, a lamentation of shout. He made his voice, the voice of Ifa song. He sang, head washing adept, it is wash for haughtiness. Head washing adept, it is wash for longevity. Head washing adept, it is wash for purity. We can see by Holy Odu that Orumala performed rites of purification as well, meaning he performs baptisms. Olurum Osun Baba say that Orumala washed or baptize many deities. Mosara, Tita, Mokol, Olunwa, Ofiso, Moni, Ateni, Oniwo, Mo'o, Le'onu, Le'ori, We, Ori, Wonfonwa, Wonfonwa, Morine, Moroka, Ofiso, Lewoni, Moni Teni, Lo, Inu, Gibbo, Gibbo, Oniwa, Mo, Owa, Te, Ori, Woku, Wokumo, Lo, Oni, Riwi, Riwi, Ori, Wofonwa, Edifa, Oromala, Teyoli, Riko, Leni, Rimwan, Oromala. And translation meaning, I ran on and on until I met Oluwu. He was treading the ground with his staff jingling along. I inquired, who are those going into the forest grove? He said, the young initiates whose heads are not clean. They are the young initiates. Were those he was leading along to get their heads washing, I walked leisurely and met them. Treading the ground with his staff tingling along, I asked, who are those moving into the forest grove? He said, the initiates whose heads are not clean. Were those he was taking along to get their heads washed? This was the oracle's declaration for Orumala, who was to wash the heads of 401 deities, and who asked to know who would wash his own head. These verses show that Orumala was a priest as well as a king, ladies and gentlemen. We are thankful to these oracles. We are thankful for Olufun for this oracle. Orumala, the first Messiah of mankind, put it in June of 1987. This was issued in 1987. Orumala magazine. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This information has been long printed and documented, and it precedes the date of Jesus as being one of the first prophets for the Africans. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Holy Spiritual Community of the Blessed Lord Orumala. Just who is that? Just a little overview. The Holy Spiritual Community of the Blessed Lord Orumala, hereafter referred to as Ijo, which is for the community, has its foundation and belief in the Almighty God. Also known as Dada Sebo Sebo, Olerum, Elede Oladulema Re, and Zimbi Mopumba, the master of the secret masters of the sacred mysteries of the inner court of heaven, first and foremost. And I'll talk to you a little bit about the inner court of heaven. The church is guided by the wisdom and experience of the priests and the elders. These elders use the great spiritual philosophical teaching of the holy and divine Orumala and the holy and sacred Odu of Ifa as the sacred scriptures that gives meaning and understanding to the living of the lives of church members and followers. The church is an in-denominational, and in that it is recognized all the African theological systems that are exiled and have survived in the Western Hemisphere, ladies and gentlemen, and seek to provide a refuge for the person and the desire to worship and fellowship with like-minded children of the gods. This relief system includes the pyramid of divine cosmic beings, who are the spiritual essence of the immanence of Almighty God. These beings are guardian spirit forces of earth and sky and of all things visible and invisible who bring us life and blessings by the will of the majestic Father and Mother Spirit God. This belief also includes the power of sacrifice and abortion and the aberration of the twins. We believe, now some would ask, what does Ifa believe? Just what do they believe, Omi? Now here is a few of the doctoral beliefs. We believe in the reverencing of the ancestors, respect for the history. We believe in salvation through the transformation of our lives by character, development, assumption of moral responsibility, and detachment, ladies and gentlemen, from vain, scrupulous, and fears of criticism. We believe the perpetuation of our own purified religion and raising hymns of prayers to Alegba and the powerful Dalimala from the bottom of our hearts. We believe in the reincarnation and divine justice according to the laws of cause and effect. We believe in communication with the spirit guide incarnating in us and practicing charity and to do good to others. We believe in invocation, evocation, prayer, and in offering as acts of faith. We believe in giving honor to all divine prophets, Jesus, Yeshua, and Oromola, Buddhas, all divine prophets. Peace, love, and light upon their spirit, every one of them, all of the prophets. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what separates African religion, is that we acknowledge all prophets and pay homage to all prophets. There is no not one that is the only one that's been given the truth. We all have been given a bit of the truth. Therefore, we acknowledge all prophets in the Ifa faith. We believe that the religion of Ifa, as revealed to us by the blessed Lord Oromola, to be a redemptive religion capable of raising us, ladies and gentlemen, by the road of spiritual evolution up to our Holy Father, Mother, God. We believe that. Truth is, we also believe that truth is one. Truth is but one. Truth is one, but that paths are many, meaning that there are many paths to get to God, and that there is no religion higher than truth. Let me repeat that. Truth is one, but that paths are many, and that there is no religion higher than truth. In our worship, tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about what our worship is. You've seen Omi and her family worship here in this house. When we do our ceremonies and worshiping God through our prayers and acknowledging our ancestors, this is a bit of worshiping. As a prayer warrior and an intercessor, it is important for you to learn worship. Tomorrow we're going to have some fun in here. Worship is fun. It's dancing. Yes, African religion is very interesting because we have dembes, something that most people would think that it's a steppers group, but not so contrary, my friend. Dembes are dancing and worshiping spirit, invoking the spirit, of course, to come into you, to speak to you, to address your problems so you can work out that situation through dance and song. That's right. Omi certainly believe in music and dance and song. And that is why I believe that Africans were created for worshiping. So therefore, it is perfectly okay to sing the blues every once in a while and the jazz too. Does that not make me holy because I'm a jazz singer and blues singer? Must I remain pompous and holy at all times? Or can I get the spirit every now and then when I want to sing? Sweet, sweet. cheerleader coming for to carry me home to you, sweet cheerleader coming for to carry me home. When I look and what did I see? Lord, it was a band of angels coming up after me, coming for to carry me home. It's okay to get the blues every now and then. It's okay to sing the jazz, because that's all of our songs and different tempos and different beats that Africans have done music in. It's okay to have a bembe. And tomorrow on this show, we're going to demonstrate what a bembe is and a worshiping session is. It's okay to bow your head and become pompous and quiet at times, but you got to let loose and let go and give out and give in every once in a little while. Because, see, David danced before the Lord, and he danced out of his clothes, I heard. And it's okay to go before the Lord in thanksgiving. That is why it is Kwanzaa time every day in my household, starting on Friday. The music hits the floor, and it's Kwanzaa time. And you have to get the spirit every now and then. Lift your spirit. A song will lift your spirit, ladies and gentlemen. A song will do you good. A song will inspire you. A song can heal you. And it's okay to get the spirit every now and then. It's okay to have worship. Worship is a part of what Africans do. Now, be ye African and dance. Be ye African and sing. I understand that the Africans have an octave level higher than any race of people of music. Now, you know the Creator must have made us for worshiping, singing, music, and dance, if he gave us something that no other race has. Exercise it. Use it. Don't tell me that you don't have an ear for music. Don't tell me that you have no rhythm and beat. You got soul, because you're a soul man. Now that you know what the soul is, it's the spirit in you, and when you call forth the spirit every day, your soul gets stronger, and you can lift your spirit and lift yourself up. You don't have to sit around moping, because God gave you the spirit. He gave you the ability to lift yourself. He gave you the ability to have song and music. Now use it. It is a form of healing. Music is a form of healing. Now, I don't know if any of you tapped in today to get the power or get the experience. I don't know if any of you tapped in today, but you need to tap in today to get the spirit so that you can change conditions in your household. I want to thank each and every one of you for going all the way with Omri today, and I want to especially encourage you to be a part of the show tomorrow. Now, I'd like to say one thing here. We are going to go out of here with a bang. Thank you so much for going all the way with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great crew to work with.
The job is hard, but can
Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. Are y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
Are y'all ready?
Say yeah!
Are y'all ready? Say yeah! Moving on up. We're getting a little bit higher and higher every day, gaining more knowledge every day. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for going all the way with Omi as we move on up into the atmosphere. I hope I've touched somebody's life today, made a difference in somebody's world. Thank you for allowing me to borrow your world today. And if you still need healing, the atmosphere is still right. You need only to tap into it. Create your own environment of a frequency at home. And remember, you can heal yourself. Create a vibration in your house with frequencies. Call on your ancestors. And if you need something from them, that's the time to talk to the ancestors. Tell them what you want. As the old folks used to say, if you need something, call them up and tell them what you want. And I'm telling you this because Oromola knows the inception of all disease, has the answer for all cures. Oromola, our prophet, African-Americans, do you know what that means? We are not displaced. We do have a prophet. The Africans have the prophet, Oromola. Oromola, who was there at the inception of us when we kneel before God and ask for our destiny. When we asked to come here, Oromola was present. He knows the origin of all illness. He has the solution and answers to all things. You can call on Oromola, asking Oromola to help you, to be a better person, to get well, to find jobs, to find finance. Ask Oromola today. We acknowledge all prophets, ladies and gentlemen, every one of them. We acknowledge Buddha. We acknowledge Muhammad. We acknowledge Jesus. Isn't it strange that we're not saying that we're the only one? Because Africans do things in duality. We're not here to take your Jesus away from you. We're not here to take Buddha away or Muhammad away. But we want to help you pick him up a little tightly and carry him a little firmly so you'll know that if you desire to worship in those manners, it's perfectly okay, because all of religion is born out of your customs and traditions. Wouldn't you think it's strange for a polar bear to go over in Egypt and start sitting at their table, dining, living the lifestyle of the Africans? Wouldn't you think it's strange, ladies and gentlemen? We have to start understanding. We must draw from our own perspectives and from our own customs. It's okay to have different prophets. Jesus couldn't have come here and civilized the whole world. With Oromola preceding him, coming here before earth and the formation was made, we have to pay homage to all prophets, ladies and gentlemen. Do not think it's strange that Omi is giving homage to all prophets. It is respectable. It is a rightful thing to do. To think yourself stiff-necked and that Jesus will come and civilize the whole universe, it is preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's think with our right mind. Not that we don't love Jesus. We love him dearly. He was my foundation too. But we must also understand he came for the Hebrews. I don't think he said Africans, but Hebrews. Oromola wants to be our prophet today. Accept Oromola. Embrace him. It is all right. You can research Oromola. Don't believe what Omi told you. Pick up a book and go research it. It's in the book. I wouldn't tell you nothing wrong, but what I'm telling you is that we have got to start acknowledging other people's denominations and belief systems. We've got to embrace it all because there are many paths to get to God, many paths, as I've shown you. Remember Ilede, Olorun, and Oladulamore. That is the Trinity, ladies and gentlemen, that makes up the triad of the three gods that created the universe, one that is ratified, pure energy, and one that has concerns with working with Omi, your head, here on earth, and Oromola, your prophet, that has the concern of man and will help you. You can stand before Oromola. He is not pure energy. He will not ounce you out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've given you a whole mouthful today, a lot that you can think about. Take this information, use it in your day-to-day walk, share it with somebody else, because somebody needs to know that there is a prophet, there is a bomb in Gideon. Thanks be to God. Africans have known it all along, but they have forgotten their religion and walked away from their tradition. Now African Americans are going to have to take up this religion and carry it along tightly now and reteach our Africans, because they have become lost and they've lost their way. But we, now that we are able to tap into our customs and traditions, now is the time to hold on, African Americans. Hold on, hold on. Because Africa, Mother Africa, is calling you back to head up, build up, root out, and tear down. Because it is our time now, ladies and gentlemen. We are needed in a far-off land, our homeland, Africa, to rebuild and to teach our African brothers and sisters what it means to be African again. Now go in peace. And remember, Omi said, let your light shine on the world. Omi said, let your light shine on the world. Omi said, let your light shine on the world. I say Odabo to you, ladies and gentlemen, and Baba Booey to all of you. Have a great evening. I'll see you back here, same time, same place, ready for the Bembe, for the worshiping segment of Neophyte Training. Have a good evening. Odabo.